HRheadquarters.ie, the podcast.
With pretty much full employment now in Ireland, we need to adapt our recruitment mechanisms and processes to make sure it's reflecting the candidate scarce market that it currently is. We need to start considering the majority of candidates in the workforce who are not actively looking. Most processes tend to weed out the weak applicants, and this is no longer sufficient in a full employment market where we're just not getting the volumes of candidates applying that we need. So now's the time to start reaching out to the candidates who are the best in the marketplace. When you're directly approaching candidates and trying to get them to apply for your opportunity, you need to make sure that they don't have to go through any of those steps that don't really add any value to them or to you. When you're initially talking to these candidates, you definitely need to have a clear employee value proposition. Why would somebody perfectly happy in their existing job want your role? Ideally, you'll link your EVP to your company's strategy or your company's why. When you reach out to these people initially, you'll definitely need an attention-grabbing mechanism to make sure that they come back to you. So whether that's in an email or a voicemail or however it is, it's really important that you grab their attention and perhaps even touch on some intrinsic motivators for a job change. The EVP should really be there just to sell the discussion to them, or that initial phone call with them, initial conversation with them. And that's when you can get into a little bit more detail. At that initial meeting or on that initial phone call, that's when you can define the job as a series of tasks and opportunities to show the candidate what they'll get out of it. It's important you shift your mindset to a more consultative approach at this point to ensure that if that particular role is not for them, that you're not forcing a square peg into a round hole. This will ensure that you have a network of candidates for roles further down the road. Think carefully about what information you need at this point and what questions you can ask to gather this info, but also show that you're more than just a box ticker and have an open and honest conversation with the candidate. Do a work history review with them, find out what their greatest accomplishments are, and do a deep dive into that area. A professional consultative discussion will let the person feel as though you're assessing them fairly, irrespective of where the role goes, and will build your credibility in the marketplace. A couple of things to note if you're actively reaching out to passive candidates. They may not have an up-to-date CV, for example, and you definitely shouldn't be encouraging them to do one. The reason I say that is CVs get sent to other companies, and that's not what you want. But it does mean you'd need to tackle this in your existing recruitment process and explain to managers that they mightn't have a traditional CV to be referenced at their interview, if it gets that far. Also consider what objections you can expect to encounter. These will be the common sticking points you may get from multiple candidates. So if your company's had some bad press or has a particular reputation in the marketplace, these are things you need to be conscious of and tackle head on. Most companies use techniques that, to be honest with you, are based on lots of people applying for the role. They use online testing, they use keyword searches to weed out multiple applicants. If you get out of your comfort zone and start networking with the best people in the marketplace, you'll probably uncover some amazing candidates for your organization.
HRheadquarters.ie, the podcast.